A lot of decisions are made on 2 weeks of weather, what happened last week, and the outlook for the next 7 days. But Wall, South Dakota farmer Taryn Eisenbraun believes those using no-till are better able to weather the ups and downs of climate, thanks to the lack of soil disturbance and stubble's armor conserving moisture.
That's the key to having a crop for the following year. You got to leave that residue because, you know, we use stripper headers in our wheat, so our wheat stubble did catch a fair amount of snow, but you can't go and hay up that straw and feed it because you're going to see it for years to come in the yield, for sure.
Central South Dakota agronomist George Sperry agrees and believes no-till is key in protecting the soil. But he says no-till is not enough. Crop diversity is also critical.
Good rotation. I would not be just straight corn and soybeans. Need to find a way to keep wheat in that rotation and try to implement some other carbon crops. A couple things it does is it changes our disease pressures, our insect pressures. We can use different mode of actions as far as chemical control.
Marty Phillips of Winter is also an agronomist and believes no-till is essential for farmers today and into the future. He believes the five principles of soil health help smooth out moisture variability that growers are dealing with in recent years.
It was wild. From dry, 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 dirt blowing in the spring to we've got more snow now than we've ever seen. And we go from 2 months ago, 3 months ago, thinking about drought to now we're thinking, how wet is it going to be in the spring?
Eisenbraun, Sperry, and Phillips are all directors with the South Dakota No-Till Association. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.